The Guardian.
Pakistan's new government is rethinking its role in George Bush's so-called war on terror. The American Deputy Secretary of State, John Negroponte, and the Assistant Secretary of State, Richard Boucher, are in Pakistan to meet the country's coalition leaders. Critics of President Pervez Musharraf say his support for US policies has led to a wave of suicide bombings in Pakistan. Declan Walsh is in Islamabad for The Guardian. He told me what the senior US diplomats hope to achieve during their visit.
Well, they're very much trying to come to terms, John, with the new political realities here. For the last 5, 6, 7 years, they've been almost entirely reliant on President Pervez Musharraf. They saw him as a sort of one-stop shop, someone who they could come to with all of their requests for assistance and cooperation in what they termed the war on terror, in other words, in the hunt for Al-Qaeda extremists who are hiding in the tribal areas along the Afghan border, and also for cooperation in stopping Taliban insurgents from crossing Pakistan's northern border into Afghanistan. Now, since the elections, all of that has dramatically changed. President Musharraf's party has received a drubbing at the polls. His power is really slipping through his fingers almost on a daily basis here. Shortly after the new prime minister was inaugurated, the former Chief Justice Iftikhar Muhammad Chowdhury, who had been under house arrest for almost 5 months, was set free immediately. So that just showed how much President Musharraf's power is diminishing. And the purpose of these American diplomats coming here to get grips with this new situation and to speak to the new people who are going to be running the government here in Pakistan. It's not to suggest, of course, that the military, which President Musharraf represented, has necessarily left the corridors of power. They've always been here throughout Pakistani history. But there has been a substantial shift of power away from the president towards the parliament, and that's why they're trying to meet with a very new cast of characters, if you like.
What are the options for Pakistan's new coalition government as it reviews its counter-terrorism strategy?
Well, the political reality is that anti-Americanism is extremely high here in Pakistan at the moment, primarily driven by the backlash that has come from the American-driven policy of fighting Islamist and tribal extremists in the tribal areas. There's been a stream of suicide bombings across the country over the last 6 months, and they've shaken people very badly, and they have turned them basically against America. So on the one hand, this new government has to deal with that, and we saw evidence of that yesterday when Nawaz Sharif met with John Negroponte, he's the Deputy Secretary of State, and with Richard Boucher, he's the Assistant Secretary of State. He met with them in Islamabad. The body language was cool. And then afterwards, Mr. Sharif said that he told them that, you know, it was no longer a one-man show here in Pakistan. They had to come to realise that. And he also told them that no longer could America treat Pakistan as what he called a killing ground in its war against extremists. So that was extremely strong language for a Pakistani politician, particularly one who is in power or about to come into power, to use. And that's really just a measure of the strength of antagonism towards America here at the moment. On the other hand, what is clear from pretty much across the political spectrum is that the policies pursued by President Musharraf against the militants have not worked, despite a very military-driven approach over the last number of years. Those attacks have been steadily increasing. So people want something different. And what Yousuf Raza Gilani, he's the new prime minister, what he's saying in remarks that have been released is that things must change, and that, you know, military force will be acceptable, but so will political dialogue. One of the great upsides of this election is that there's been a change of power in Northwest Frontier Province, whereas previously the religious parties, very conservative and some of them allied to the Taliban, had been running the provincial government. Now it's going to be run by a secular nationalist Pashtun party called the ANP, and they're saying that they are going to favour talking over shooting, at least in the immediate term.
Declan Walsh in Islamabad. For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.